WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. Welcome to Monday. It's April 9th, 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zero Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
It's going to be warming up this week, and it may finally start to feel like spring. Facebook begins notifying millions whose data may have been compromised. A New Jersey police officer charged with assault for slapping a teenage girl while she was in handcuffs. We're taking a closer look this morning at how much money you can really expect to make from the sale of your home in New Jersey. In sports, Mets beat Washington in 12, Yanks lose in 12, Phillies lost 2, NHL regular season is over, playoffs next for the Devils and Flyers, and Patrick Reed wins the Masters. Details of our top stories coming up in the minutes ahead. We begin this morning with First Weather, meteorologist Dan Zero. It'll be a nice change to talk about spring-like weather for a change.
Yes, and by the end of the week, we've got the nice warm-up on the way. 70s in the forecast. We may even hit 80 degrees before the week is done. But we have to get there first. A definite chill in the air this morning. Lots of spots only in the 20s, 30s everywhere else. Most of the state stuck below freezing to start off this work week. Becoming mostly cloudy today with a few spot rain showers during the day as well. We stay on the cool side with highs 45 to 50 degrees. Little storm system comes in tonight. Periods of light rain expected. There could be some snowflakes mixed in there, and just to be safe, I'll say up to an inch of snow is possible for North Jersey, north of Interstate 78, but I don't expect any travel impacts. Lows in the lower to mid-30s. Showers wrap up tomorrow morning, then late day clearing, highs upper 40s to lower 50s, widespread 50s on Wednesday. Right now, Union 31, Pleasantville 30, Madison 28.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. Facebook this morning is starting to alert millions of users whose private data may have been compromised in the Cambridge Analytica scandal. It is likely to be an eye-opening day for many of you who had no idea what personal information you were exposing on the social media site. And Patrick Lavery joins us live this morning with more. Patrick?
Eric, expect to see a link at the top of your newsfeed that will bring you to a list of the apps that are connected to your Facebook account and to what information those other apps have access. Most of that's already easily enough viewed on your settings page, but it can seem buried if you don't know where to find it. Plus, most apps that sync with Facebook give you a disclaimer of what you'll be sharing before you click agree. Facebook, though, will also tell users if their specific data was harvested by Cambridge Analytica and provide a link to delete those linked apps or restrict what they see. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures starting out on the cold side again this morning. We're a couple of degrees either side of freezing. A mostly cloudy day and a couple of rain showers are possible. Still on the cool side for the highs of 45 to 50. And, yes, in North Jersey, north of 195 tonight, we might even see a snowflake. But it will warm up, Dan says, as we move through the rest of the week. We'll have more on that part of the forecast coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News. A police officer suspended for slapping a teenage girl in handcuffs. We'll have that story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5.
This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:06. Dan Zero's commuter weather. It is chilly this morning. Probably going to need at least a light jacket on the way out of the house this morning. Temperatures are in the 30s, either side of freezing, and we're not going to warm up much. Maybe 50 for the high, and there are some parts of the state tonight that might even see a snow flurry, but it will warm up and feel like spring as we move through the week. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. A South Jersey police officer captured on body camera hitting a handcuffed teenage girl has now been suspended and charged with assault. Officer John Flynn of the Gloucester Township Police Department was sent to investigate a disturbance March 8th and encountered the 13-year-old. Prosecutors say she complied with all of his instructions and allowed the officer to handcuff her, but prosecutors say he struck her twice on the side of the face. The 27-year-old Flynn had been on the force since 2015. You may have just accepted an offer on your home for, say, $300,000, but how much of that money will you actually be able to pocket? An analysis shows the average homeowner in New Jersey spends more than $18,000 in extra costs when selling a home. and that number could go much higher.
Closing costs, including the real estate transfer fee and real estate commissions, make up the majority of these expenses, and cut a buyer's share by a few percentage points. The transfer fee varies based on the home price, approximately $1,700 on a $300,000 home in Jersey. New Jersey Realtors President Christian Schluter says none of these costs should come as a surprise to sellers.
Most of us will do what's called a net sheet, where we break down for the sellers what their anticipated cost should be.
Beyond closing costs, sellers are also faced with expenses related to preparing a home for market. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:08. We still don't know why an elderly man was driving the wrong way on Route 9 in Woodbridge this weekend. The 88-year-old plowed his Nissan Pathfinder head-on into an Acura. He and the 26-year-old other driver remain hospitalized this morning after the crash Sunday morning. Route 9 is open after being closed for hours on Sunday. Starting next month, at Governor Murphy's direction, the Attorney General and State Police will begin posting monthly reports about gun violence and quarterly ones detailing the states where the guns used in crimes in New Jersey are coming from. It's a step towards more transparency and a tool to pressure other states to act.
Governor Phil Murphy says making gun data already used by police more available to the public could help call folks out who don't do enough to prevent gun trafficking. He says there's at least one state that declined to enter the new States for Gun Safety Coalition started in February that includes seven jurisdictions. He's not naming it yet, but says he'll name and shame states that don't cooperate on stemming the flow of illegal guns.
My gut tells me that if they're on this list as a high source state, that's going to be a tough conversation between the chief executives.
In Asbury Park, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Should drug users in New Jersey be restrained and forced into treatment, even if they don't want to go? Lawmakers may soon approve a plan to make involuntary commitment a stark reality in the Garden State.
Don Parker of the Carrier Clinic says involuntary commitment has worked in other states, and it could also help those going through rehab in Jersey.
It's so unpleasant in many cases. You oftentimes need to be prodded and in many cases restrained to the point that you get through this period.
Wayne resident Donna Andalora, who lost her son Joey to a heroin overdose, strongly supports involuntary commitment.
There was a glaze in his eyes. He was somebody we didn't know. Addiction takes over. They lose all ability to think rationally.
David Matthau, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
State police pulled a man from his car in Toms River in the middle of a suspected drug overdose. They were first alerted to the driver hitting a barrier on the parkway by several 911 calls. The driver remains hospitalized this morning. The Russian military says the Israeli Air Force was behind the airstrike in Syria and had launched 8 missiles on a Syrian airbase. Russia's defense ministry says 2 Israeli fighter jets launched the attack on the base in central Syria from Lebanon's airspace. It says Syria shot down 5 of the 8 missiles. The other 3 landed in the western part of the base. A Syrian military official says Israel was also behind the attack. No comment from Israel yet. April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month to focus attention on identifying and preventing child sex abuse.
As part of the effort, the Hunterdon County YMCA is holding what they call 5 days of action. Executive Director Bruce Black says they'll hold information meetings and the Y will distribute literature on the subject this month.
By sharing tips on how adults can speak up and prevent child sexual abuse across the country.
Black hopes the community will get behind this effort.
I think together we can stand up to demand that children are protected.
And the Y works year-round with Darkness to Light, a group that is also fighting child sex abuse. Joe Cutter, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Bill Cosby's sexual assault retrial likely won't be anything like his first one. The first big celebrity trial of the Me Too era begins today in suburban Philly with opening statements. Prosecutors are lining up a parade of accusers to make the case the man revered as America's dad lived a double life as one of Hollywood's biggest predators. The 80-year-old Cosby is fighting back with a new high-profile lawyer and an aggressive legal strategy. Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:12. Chilly start, but we will warm up through the week. An extended look at the forecast, and then we'll recap our top stories next.
Dennis and Judy.
The idea of chicken and waffles is repulsive to me, but...
Thank you. Thank you. Hello. Thank you.
Weekdays 10 till 2.
Does that make sense?
On New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, hopefully with some good weather news this week, Dan.
Yes, and the big weather story is the big warm-up that'll come by the end of the week. Not here yet. We've got a couple days to go, one little storm system to get through. But the end result is going to be worth it, I think. Sky is becoming mostly cloudy today. It's a chilly start to the day, 20s and 30s. Now, we'll see highs 45 to 50 degrees later on. There could be a few spotty rain showers during the day today. Better chance for some rain will come tonight. It'll be scattered, so on and off. But as temperatures dip into the 30s, some snowflakes will be possible, especially the northern half of the state. And just in case it's cold enough in those higher elevations of northern New Jersey, say north of Interstate 78, I will put a precautionary half inch to an inch of snow accumulation in the forecast. That's on grassy, cold surfaces. I don't think there's going to be any travel impact tonight. Showers wrap up tomorrow morning by noon at the latest. Then we'll see clearing late day, highs upper 40s to lower 50s. Wednesday, our first taste of pleasant weather this week, mostly to partly sunny and breezy, highs in the 50s. How about some 60s for Thursday, and how about some 70s? Expected for Friday and for Saturday, too. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock, this is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, Facebook has begun this morning notifying millions whose data may have been compromised in that Cambridge Analytical scandal. A New Jersey police officer has been charged with assault for slapping a teenage girl while she was handcuffed. In sports, it took 12 innings, but the Mets beat Washington. Yankees lost in 12. Phillies also losers. The regular season in the NHL is over. Next for the Devils and Flyers is the playoffs, and Patrick Reed wins his first major, the Masters. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey. Fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time on the nose, 519. I'm meteorologist Dan Zero with your bus stop forecast for this Monday morning. Quiet but chilly this morning. 20s and 30s. We'll see highs only in the 40s for most of the state today. So still on the cool side, mostly cloudy skies. Could be a few raindrops during the day. Better chance for some late rain will come tonight. New Jersey First News Time, still 5:19.
Jersey Radio.
They talk about real situations, what everybody's thinking about.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22 it is. Here we go on a Monday morning, and we do have spring-like weather on the way. Unfortunately, it's not this morning. Temperatures are at or below freezing just about everywhere this morning. It's going to stay a little chillier today. High temperatures only around 50, and north of 195 tonight. Possible we'll see a snow flurry, but we're not talking about accumulations here. But just cold conditions until we get towards the weekend. That's when Dan says we'll start to see spring. The eventual shutdown of Toys R Us and Babies R Us locations is going to leave behind an even greater amount of vacant retail space across New Jersey. Another black eye caused by the rising popularity of online shopping. It makes you wonder what kind of establishments can actually fill these gaps that won't just close down a few years from now.
Retail leasing expert Ron DeLuca in Old Bridge says savvy landlords of these bigger vacant footprints will split them as necessary to meet the classes of retail or service that are in demand.
We've seen Borders Books get divided up into a health club on one side and a dialysis center, for instance, next door.
He says some hot retail concepts right now are dollar stores and wholesale closeout stores like TJ Maxx. Rutgers Camden marketing professor Carol Kaufman Scarborough adds there are certain items some people refuse to buy online.
I think one thing people will always look at is furniture.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
With school shootings a seeming regular occurrence now, educators across the country are learning techniques to help victims survive by stemming blood loss. A Connecticut doctor who treated children killed in the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting in 2012 has launched the effort dubbed Stop the Bleed. The nonprofit program has spread to all 50 states, with more than 125,000 teachers, counselors, and school administrators learning skills like applying direct pressure, packing wounds, and applying tourniquets. The president of a New Jersey college is resigning months after he was placed on leave for a complaint, but details of that complaint are still unclear. The Rowan College at Burlington County Board of Trustees accepting the resignation of Paul Drayton. Drayton cited medical reasons. He'd been on leave since last August. At the time, the college said it planned an investigation into the complaint, but failed to provide any details. After years of solid, positive growth, the stock market has stumbled a bit during the first quarter of this year. Some Jersey investors wondering if this signals the start of trouble on Wall Street.
Ken Kamen of Mercadian Asset Management says if you look at what's been happening for the past few months, tech stocks have dipped a bit and the president has been talking about a trade war. So really,
most of the market's angst have been headline driven, which goes to show that more and more of these computerized algorithms that are taking over Wall Street are really being fired off, if you will, from headlines.
He adds, last year we got used to very little volatility, but it's not unusual for stocks to go up and down, and Wall Street fundamentals continue to look strong. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 525. For the second time in a year, South Brunswick residents are mourning the passing of their mayor. When Frank Gambattese died last year, Chris Milt-Murray took over. Town officials confirmed Kilmurray passed away Sunday morning. Funeral arrangements have not yet been finalized. We have temperatures that are right around the freezing mark this morning. We'll warm up a bit, but only about 50 will do it for the highest temperatures today. And we do have the possibility of a snow flurry tonight north of 195. But Dan is promising a return to spring-like weather as we push towards the weekend. We'll have more on that in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also at 5:30, keep an eye on your Facebook news feed. They're starting notifications this morning about information that has been compromised. It could be yours. And we'll update business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28, as we update business news this morning. Asian markets rose today amid uncertainty about escalating U.S.-Chinese tariff disputes. Last week in New York, stocks fell on jitters about the possible impact of the same. The Dow is down 10% from its record high in late January. New Jersey's First News, engineered by Kathy Wagner, were written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bishaz at the editor's desk. Digital content from Dan Alexander, and our managing editor is Lou Hochman.
Dominski and Doyle.
First time caller.
And this is what it took for you to finally call us.
Weekday afternoons, 2 till 7.
What? They're awesome.
On New Jersey 101.5 and NJ101.5.com.